Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow.
Yes.
'Cause I'm getting ready.
Overflow. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday and welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I am a church on fire all by myself, and I got a great word for you today. Our topic for today is shut down to shout up. Shut down to shout up. And our scripture comes from Psalm 42, verse 11. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's live on the lines with me right now. But if you cannot tune in live, go to my website after 8 a.m. Eastern, and you'll be able to hear the recording. My ministry website is feeldthefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. And your best bet is to follow Daily Fire so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. All of that information, as well as everything else you need to know about me, how to come out and worship with us at church this Sunday if you have nowhere else to go, is available on my ministry website at feeldthefire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Psalm 42, verse 11, reading from the KJV. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Hallelujah. That's so powerful. Come on and just give the Lord praise for his word right now. Wherever you are, just say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is our topic for today? Shut down to shout up, or even better yet, I could just subtopic that or give it a subtitle of Hope Thou in God. We are now on the 21st day of the government shutdown in our country, and because we've now cycled through a full biweekly pay period with it having reached 21 days, we are at a point where people will not be paid this week or today. And we are seeing the angst that they are going through as they are unable to pay mortgages, car notes, you know, electricity bills. When you add to that we just, went through the Christmas holidays where people generally will spend more money than usual because they're buying gifts. And when you're a federal employee, unlike most people, you know that check is coming. So you've already gone out on Black Friday before the shutdown ever commenced and spent a lot of money because you know that your check is coming. Then we get to today and the check is not there. And understand, this is not a political topic. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, or Independent. I don't care about your party affiliation. I don't care if you blame the president or if you blame Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. I don't care about any of that. I'm here today. I'm here today to encourage you, no matter what your affiliation is, no matter whose side you support, I'm here to encourage you that even in the midst of this shutdown, even in the midst of this crisis, because by this point, almost every one of us knows someone or someone who knows someone who's impacted, I'm here to encourage you to stoke the fire within you that even in the shutdown, you can still shout up with praise if you will hope in God. In Psalm 42:11, which I read unto you, the psalmist was speaking to himself, because sometimes in the midst of crisis, you have to challenge yourself to remember how you made it over during a previous trial or tribulation. You have to challenge yourself to remember the hope of glory that rests in you, that allowed you to encourage yourself through the past crisis, the past tribulation, the past mountain, which seemed insurmountable at that time, but here you are today because you made it through. You made it over. You stood the test of time, and even when the situation looked so dreadful that you almost gave up, even in hoping on God, somewhere deep down within you, you found that little fire, and you begin to breathe oxygen into it with your praise. You begin to believe oxygen into the fire within you, into your get up and go, into your second wind with your faith. You begin to stand up straight and straighten out your back and plant your feet firmly, shoulder width apart, in a position or posture of strength, because you remembered glory, who God is. So he said in Psalm 42:11, why are you so cast down? Why are you so contrite? Now, he wasn't saying that I don't understand the humanity of you. He wasn't saying I don't think it's unreasonable for you to be sad, angry, depressed about the things that are happening. He wasn't saying that he expected himself to be superhuman. No, we are humans, and so we experience human emotions, and there's nothing wrong with that. Even Jesus whipped the money changers out of the temple due to a righteous indignation. So he wasn't saying, no, I'm expecting you to walk around at all times suppressing your feelings or not dealing with the humanity of you. No, he was exactly saying the opposite. Deal with the humanity of you that you can't fix it, but I need you to hope in God and still yet praise him, because he is the health of you. He is the joy of you. He is the strength of you. He is the power and the hope of you. He is your God, it said. He is your Savior. He is your all in all. God is your miracle worker. He's your way maker. Isn't this what you said before? God is a heart fixer. God is a mind regulator. Isn't this what you testified before? God is the provider. bow your knees. That's just what you said to others. So he was saying to himself, remember your testimony. Remember your praise. Remember how you shouted. Remember how you God. And even in the midst of the situation, God worked a miracle. God made a way out of no way. He called someone to see favor in you and to come in and help you. Somehow you still were able to get the mortgage paid. Somehow you still got the car note paid. You still got the car today. Somehow through your sickness, you still made it and you're healed right now. Somehow. So you made it. Have you forgotten who God is in you? The government is shut down, but you shout up. The government has placed people on furlough, but you still shout up praise to God. You may not know how you're going to make it through even the end of this day, but you still shout up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You shout up. I praise you, God. Hallelujah. They ought to start giving you a second wind. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now. Oh, I praise you for the victory. I praise you for the miracle. I praise you for the way maker. I praise you for doing the impossible. It's a shutdown to shout up and just bring you even closer to my God. Hallelujah. So that the nations may still know you are God. Glory to his name. We don't have 15 minutes. Let me wrap it up so we can get ready to go into prayer. In 1 Kings 17 and 16, this is where we found the miracle of where the widow woman's barrel was never empty again. She only had enough left to prepare a cake for her son, and she said, I'm going to do this and die. But God sent the prophet in, and that situation changed to where her barrel was never empty again. In Matthew 8, Jesus healed the man of leprosy. In Psalm 37:25, David said, I once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread, shut down to shout up. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Shut down to do what? Shout up. Shut down to do what? Think? Yes, shout up. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him, hallelujah, with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Shut down to do what? Shout up. Shut down to do what? Shout up. Come on, let's go into prayer. You ought to be shouting up praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just say hallelujah. We shout up praise. We shout up thanks. We shout up faith. You are our God, and we hope in you. Our faith is in you. Our strength is in you. Our healing is in you. Father, our financial breakthrough is in you. Our salvation, sanctification, our deliverance is in you. Our repentance is in you. God, everything that we need is in you, because you got the whole world in your hands. The whole world in your hands. And so, Father, we shout up for today. We shout up for today. We say praise to our God. We say thanks to you, Lord. We might not know how it's going to work out, but we know it will work out. You will do just what you said you will do. And so our soul, hope in you. Hope in you, oh soul. Hope in you, God. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray for everyone. Bless them all over this day, all over this weekend, to just walk around shouting up. No matter what they see, let them shout up a praise. No matter what they see, let them shout up thanks. No matter what happens, let them shout up glory. Let them trample on the devil's head with their faith and with their power, and let the fire of God be ignited in them. Father, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let me do the altar call, and then I will give you your tithe. But you ought to still be praising God. Some of you ought to be shouting all over the place and dancing in the spirit right now, because you are shouting up breakthrough. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Come on, saints, let's just shout up a praise right now. Wherever you are, shout up a praise. Now, our topic for today is shut down to shout up. Your task, not only for today, but this whole weekend, is twofold. Number one, I want you to shout up praise all through this weekend. I don't care what happens. Just say, Lord, I thank you for the victory. Hallelujah for the victory. Praise you for the victory. Number two, I want you to share this, because there are people who are hopeless right now who need an encouraging word. All you have to do is just text them and say, go listen to this message at feeldefire.com. FeeldFire.com. The text, it will form an automatic link when you type the letters feeldefire.com. So just tell them, go listen to this and be encouraged. And they'll be able to click on your text and immediately go to the website. For those of you who already follow me, when you receive your text this morning, I want you to share it with at least one person whom you know needs to be encouraged, whom needs to shout up today. All right, don't forget to follow Daily Fire by texting DF to 33222, and even today's message will be texted to you, and then you can forward it to someone else. All right, this is Evangelist Roxy Williams. I'm on fire for Jesus every day, and I'll see you on Monday. I'm shouting up today, aren't you?
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.